time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Emily Nelson with the Farron Steak Emergency Preparedness Fair. This is the third annual. It's coming up on Saturday, September 16th. From 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Farron Steak Center over in Farron, Utah. The great thing about this, there's so much information to get, and it is completely 100% free to the public. You can go and gather up all these informations because you never know when you're going to need this stuff, and this is great information to have on hand and kind of help you get through if anything were to happen. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
So let's talk about this. As we were talking heading into this, this is the third annual, and you've been in charge all 3 years of them. And I just kind of wondered, what made you, when you got here, think, this is something that we need to have, and it's good information to pass along. So where did all this kind of come from? Let's put it that way.
Well, we moved here from Vegas 14 years ago, and in Vegas, they always had emergency preparedness fairs, and I wanted to bring it to our community, and there wasn't one. So I kept on asking, can we have one? Can we have one? And then they put me in charge as the, event representative, and so here I am 3 years later.
And as we said, it seems that it's gotten bigger every year. You've got better guest speakers every year and more things going on to this. In all of the information that you've had and kind of collected over the last 3 years, is there anything that kind of jumps out at you that kind of was like, huh, that's interesting, I wasn't really aware of that? Or anything that you just thought was an interesting fact as far as, being ready for emergencies and things like that?
Well, I would say emergencies are going to happen and you don't know when, but you have to be prepared. So this just helps everybody be prepared if it's a, power outage or you don't have water, or how to turn off your gas main line to the house or something like that.
And like you said, it could be simple things like that, having to deal with not having power for 5 or 6 hours, or no water for a couple hours, or if something happens and you need to be able to, as you said, turn off the gas at your meter. How do you do all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, not only as adults, but, teenage kids at home alone. If you're at work, what do they do? How do they handle themselves?
Very true. So once again, this is coming up on Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Farron Steak Center. And as we can't stress it enough, this is a completely free event for anyone to attend. So let's kind of go through and talk about some of the workshops that you're going to have. And the first one that you wanted to talk about, you're pretty excited about, because there are a lot of people that are leaning more towards like homeopathic remedies and natural remedies and things like that. And you've lined up a speaker that's going to talk about that right out of the gate, you said.
Right. At 9:30, we have three different classes. One is Create Your Own Pharmacy by Liz Ainsworth from Huntington. And she will show you how to make herbs and teas from using plants around your yard. We have Eric Anderson from the Southeast Utah Health Department. He'll speak on medical readiness. And Christine Jensen from USU Extension Service is going to have a class on estate planning.
Which, a lot of people put off until it's too late almost.
Exactly.
So anytime you can get information from that, that's a good time to be there. So then the next group of classes is going to start at 10 o'clock, and let's run through them.
Right. Ken Crowdy from Be Ready Utah is coming from Salt Lake, and he will speak on disaster psychology. And then we will have Roe from the USU Extension Service, and he'll do a class on survival gardening.
And then it looks like the big one, because you blocked off Ken from Be Ready, but you've got another big 1 hour block there at 11.
Right.
With the earthquake lady.
Right. Well, at 10:30, we're going to squeeze in two more classes. Cheryl Jensen will do freezer meals made easy, and Ro will also do another class on storing and saving seeds. Next, at 11 o'clock to 12 is our keynote speaker, Marilyn Hoff. She is Utah's earthquake lady, and she's from the Be Ready Utah organization. And she will be having us learn on how to pack your emergency kit and what to put in it, not only for yourself, but also for your pets.
And when it comes to earthquakes, they always say in the state of Utah, it's not when, if, it's when.
Exactly.
And so it always helps to have all that information in front of you and be ready for that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Maryland travels all over the state of Utah to present on emergency preparedness. And it's important for all the family members of your household to have a personalized emergency backpack. And also, don't forget your pets.
Be ready to go. Once again, this is the third annual Fair and Stake Emergency Preparedness Fair, Saturday, September 16th, from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Free admission for everybody. There's going to be live demonstrations. We just talked about the workshops, free food samples. It's a free LED headlamp, emergency vehicle tours. That's always a big hit with the kids, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
And they have a lot of fun. And then you're also going to learn how to make your own shortening candle, but there's limited supplies of those.
Correct. It's make it, take it, and we'll have a workshop on doing that. And the City of Farron is providing free LED headlamps, and we have a limited supply of those on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay. Yeah. And the other thing that you wanted to talk about before we get out of here, because these things don't just happen. You've got to have a lot of people that are helping you out, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of businesses and entities that are, you know, sponsoring and giving you a hand. So let's run down them right now.
Okay. This year, we'd like to thank our sponsors that make our door prizes possible, as well as our lunch. Castleview Hospital is sponsoring our lunch, and our sponsors include Little Giant Ladder, Magnuson Lumber, Castleview Hospital, Castle Valley Supply, BK's Stop and Shop, Desert View Federal Credit Union, the Pepsi Corporation, Sutherland's, Jones Ace Hardware, the Emory County Sheriff's Department, the American Red Cross, Be Ready Utah, Southeastern Utah Health Department, USU Extension Service, and the Main Street Market.
All right. Once again, this is the third annual Farron Stake Emergency Preparedness Fair, Saturday, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. there at the Farron Stake Center. Doors open at 9. Everything, like the classes, will start about 9:30. They'll wrap up by noon, and they'll do the drawing for the door prizes, and the lunch will be from 12 to 12:30. This is a great event if you're looking to start, or even if you're an old pro when it comes to being prepared for emergencies. You can always get more and learn more at these things. Emily, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.